Hey, it's Shay and Carissa with Over the Counter. September is recognized as Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Today we sat down with the Senior Life Solutions team at Box Butte General Hospital to discuss the importance of mental health and wellness.
They shared how to support an individual who may be struggling with their mental health, some of the warning signs of suicide, and much more. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or having thoughts of suicide, the Suicide Prevention Hotline is available 24/7 to help. That number is 1-800-273-8255.
Hi, I'm Sam. I work with Senior Life Solutions. I'm the office patient coordinator. I've been here since we started in July of 2020. And prior to that, I worked for Box Butte General Hospital in the emergency department.
And this is Denisha Schmunk, and I'm a nurse with Senior Life Solutions. I'm also the program director. I have been with Senior Life Solutions since the beginning when we opened seeing our very first patients on July 22nd of 2021. So prior to that, I did work in the inpatient mental health setting and also doing some outpatient mental health. So it's combining the best of both worlds on this one.
Thank you for those introductions. Can you tell us a little bit about Senior Life Solutions and what it is?
Sure. Senior Life Solutions is an intensive outpatient group therapy program. It's designed to meet the unique needs of senior adults living with symptoms of age-related depression or anxiety, dealing with difficult life transitions, a recent health diagnosis, or things like the loss of a loved one. And we're located at Box Butte General Hospital here in Alliance, Nebraska.
What is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month? I know that's kind of the reason for our being here today, and it's something that is widely talked about year-round, but is the main focus of your guys' program as well.
So Suicide Prevention Month and Awareness Month is always recognized in September. And there's just a little bit of data that's provided by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, also known as the AFSP. It says there's on average 130 suicide deaths each day, being the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. During the month of September, Box Butte General Hospital and Senior Life Solutions and others in the community help bring awareness to like suicide and encourage education through the prevention so we don't lose more lives. By raising some of this awareness and educating people about the signs, we can reduce the suicides and as well as the attempts in our community.
That's great. Can you tell us some of the common warning signs of someone who might be thinking about suicide?
Definitely. The risk factors and warnings and signs can obviously differ from person to person, but some of them will include things like the person having depression, maybe they've had prior suicide attempts, feeling hopeless or lost, maybe they've lost their independence, sense of their purpose. Sometimes it's things like their medical conditions, maybe they've started isolating from family or friends, lost a loved one recently, maybe they're taking risky or daring behavior, personality's kind of changed, or at times they may misuse medications or abuse alcohol or thing or other substances.
So if you're seeing warning signs of somebody, if you're seeing warning signs within somebody, what are some ways that you can support somebody who is struggling with those thoughts?
Well, definitely ask questions. A big one that therapists seem to use are you thinking about killing yourself? It's pretty blunt and to the point. Try to keep them safe. Reduce their access to things that they possibly could use in part with trying to commit suicide. Be there for them. Lots of times people just need somebody to listen and actually care about them. Help them connect with things such as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. It's 1-800-273-TALK. And then there's also now a crisis text line where you can text 741741. And then, of course, just stay connected with them. Keep in touch with them. Let them know that you're continuously there for them.
That's awesome. Lots of helpful tips for somebody who might not know how to navigate through that. Why is it important to talk about mental health and wellness specifically for older adults?
Well, with the highest rate of the suicides being among adults 85 years and older, it's actually 20 people per every 100,000. So symptoms of the depression and the anxiety often go unnoticed or overlooked, especially in this population, because they think it's a normal part of the aging. And it doesn't actually have to become their norm. In fact, the recent studies by Mental Health America show that 58% of people 65 or older believe it is normal. But we also want the older adults in the community to know you're not alone, and these are not the way to resort to your quality of life.
Yeah, that's great information. And I think we all know as adults get older, they might, you know, start losing people in their lives and start to definitely feel more depressed. And it's hard to talk about, especially for that population, I think, is kind of a stigma to them. And what kinds of other challenges do that senior population face as they age that might affect their mental health?
Well, as we know, the adults, as they get older, often have to deal with a lot of major life changes. Goes from everywhere from feeling sadness, guilt, hopelessness, worthlessness. Due to your recent life transitions, a lot of times when we think of the senior population, we think of retirement, everything is great. They're no longer able to do the things that they used to do, maybe a new home environment, such as living in a nursing home or an assisted living. Of course, as we get older, a lot of times death approaches a lot faster, especially with maybe a death of a spouse, or now we're seeing some of the people in the sandwich generation, to where people may be living with not only their children but their grandchildren, and tensions get high, new diagnosis, everything else. So it could be a lot of different things and stressors that they're facing.
Did you say what generation? Sandwich?
It's called the sandwich generation.
What is that?
It's actually what Sam and I are in right now, to where people are caring for their senior adult parents, but also they have children in the home, so they're feeling the tension every which way.
Why are seniors reluctant to talk to loved ones or their primary care doctors about symptoms of mental health?
Well, the physical symptoms are typically the most recognizable. They usually have symptoms that can't otherwise be explained, things like headaches, stomach aches, constipation, etc. However, seniors don't necessarily associate changes in one's physical health and functioning as possible indicators of an undiagnosed and very treatable mental health issue. But as we all know, that it's not just seniors that have difficulty talking about this, it's everyone at any age. And oftentimes there's an astigmatism around having difficulty with one's mental health, and it's a sign of weakness. People view it as a sign of weakness or somehow different than having any other medical illness.
So how can Senior Life Solutions help build community awareness about suicide in our community?
Well, we're committed to providing excellent care and being invested in our community. We're always available to answer questions and to provide any educational in-services and information to the community members that we have anyway. We also educate other healthcare professionals about the signs and symptoms of suicide and the specific challenges of aging.
Can you elaborate on Senior Life Solutions services and maybe what somebody could expect coming into the program?
Absolutely. With Senior Life Solutions, we offer the confidential assessments that is done by the nurse initially. We also provide the group and individual therapy. We do some family therapy, medication education. We do have a full licensed psychiatrist that does some of the medication management for us, and we have an aftercare program. So once somebody has actually graduated from our program, we touch base with them on a quarterly basis, so every 3 months, just to make sure that they're doing okay and see if there's any additional services that we may provide. Even though it's a group-based setting, we do address individually each patient based upon their unique needs and what they are facing in their life.
Can you talk about how people can join Senior Life Solutions?
Anybody can make a referral. And it's what we do is it's either done by a call, it can be through the individual person themselves, your physician, a concerned family member, pretty much anybody. When they contact us, we're just going to ask a few basic demographic questions. Of course, we'll need to know the individual's name and a phone number. And if you happen to have any insurance information or what is actually going on with them, we greatly appreciate that because it can streamline the process. As soon as that is all done, then we have several steps to get you into the program, and we would like to start group therapy as soon as possible to cut down on the time that you're actually experiencing some of the symptoms that you're having.
You mentioned that they get support after the program, so after they're done coming to sessions and all this. What if they want to continue on past their program? Is there really an end date, or is it something that they can keep coming back to?
Our groups are actually what we call an open base. They're not a closed, so we can add an individual at any given time. It isn't like a set six-week schedule or so, so we're constantly changing and evolving. So a person can stay in as short as maybe 30, 40 days if they need it, or we've had people that have been in since the beginning, which is a year plus. So there is no timeline on how long they can be in the program or how much support they can receive afterwards.
Okay, so you mentioned group therapy a couple times. Can you expand on what that looks like a little bit?
Yeah, our groups are typically 7 to 10 people, and they get group therapy to help work towards a better quality of life, mental health, well-being. And by interacting with other members of the group, they receive feedback from the group and the therapist, and each member of the group gains a greater understanding of him or herself and has the opportunity to create relationships with other people who might have similar challenges in their life. So often in group therapy, the participants will learn skills that they can use even once they leave our program throughout the rest of their life.
If a potential patient maybe isn't quite feeling comfortable with group therapy, are there services that is offered to help them on an individual need?
Well, typically our therapist will meet with them a few times if they're very uncomfortable with the group situation to try and prep them to what to expect and how group therapy will actually be beneficial to them. Since we are primarily in intensive outpatient programming, we rely heavily on group therapy. So if that does not meet the need of that individual, we look out into community to see if there's a more appropriate resource for them. So just in closing, though, we do want to state, though, that even if it's an individual that is not 65 or older that you are looking for services for, we do have quite an assortment of resources that are out in the community, as well as some resources that we may be able to provide. Like I said, our group here, we do typically admit those over 65 that are dealing with some sort of anxiety or depression. But if it is somebody of the younger, if they're not living the senior lifestyle, then we do go ahead and refer them to resources that we have in the community that might be a better fit for them.
I think the program is well accepted here in the community and is a definite need. So you guys are doing awesome work. Thank you.
The day would be so fine when I'm here with you, but you're out of reach again, so I descend to the present. The weather's not so pleasant, think I'll stay inside.